Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is the 11th of March. Wow, the weeks keep just falling off really quick. We're going to jump in real quick. We're starting on week number 11 today. Now, remember, there's 13 weeks and a quarter, okay, four quarters in the year, and we're on list number 13, because 13 is 2 weeks away from today. So let's just jump on in, see where we are. I'm going to go over some of the positions I already have. JWN I already have, and I've already decided to double down on JWN. JWN, there we go. Now, the reason why I'm doubling down on this, number one, they got the dividend coming up this week. Also, look at what happened in the last 30 days. Oops, all right, last 30 days. One more. I'm going to move over there. One more. Here we go. Last 30 days, we were at... Everybody see the screen okay?
Yeah, I can see.
All right. Last 30 days, we're at 1920. Nice run up to the double high at 2090. 3 days to the downside, and then we gap down. Okay? Now, the gap down was on the 6th and the 7th, but look what happened on the 8th. The 8th, we opened up just a little bit higher, and the numbers, in my humble opinion, for JWN, look absolutely delightful. JWN, there we go. Now, I've already decided I'm going to buy a bunch of these, so I'm going to go to coverage dark, and it's at 1695. I want to buy the 16 and a halves only because there's enough money in there for me to be a happy camper. I'm going to buy it at the market to open, and this is what it sounds like. I'm going to buy 10 contracts, WJN 100s. Those are the weeklies. 15 March 24, that is this Friday. Okay, it's a market order to open. If you can see, it's $265 my profit, and my investment is $795. So let's do some quick math on that. $265, and I'm dividing it by my purchase price, $79.85, and that looks like 3.3% for the week. I'm pretty much okay with that, so I'm sending that off to the races. There you go. Next,
I have a question before you move on.
Sure, go ahead, quick.
Looks like you bought that cheaper than what the going price is. Am I correct in that or no?
That is correct. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Let me just finish up the podcast first for those that aren't here. Kohl's is next on the list. Let's take a look at Kohl's for the last 30 days because we've taken a look at this thing for a while, been following it for a while. 30 days ago, we were at 2716. The bottom was 29 days ago. On the 13th, Fat Tuesday, and that was 25.12. The top was last Monday at 28.92. Now, as you can see, we had, it looks like, four down days in a row. But if you take a close look at the last 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday was a down day. But look where the low is, 26.53. Look at Thursday's low, 26.68. And then Friday was an up day. Okay. At this moment in time, I am, where am I? 2,000 shares. So let's double down on that one. Kohl's, KSS. Now, when you're looking at this, you're looking at the covered stock purchase, which I'm buying and selling at the exact same time. Okay, that's why it looks like it's lower. Right now it's at 27.36. I'm gonna do the 27s, which is 25.55. Okay, it's a lot lower. I'm gonna go one more in because I wanna be on the safe side. Okay, and I wanna buy 2,000 shares of this. And this is what, market order, there we go. This is what this one's gonna sound like. Buy 20, covered KSS, 100. Those are the weeklies. 15 March 24th, that's this Friday, the 26 and a half call, market order to open. The profit would be 2720, divide that by the purchase, which is 23780. Yep, that can't be right. 11%? Okay, I'm not going to argue, but all right. That's that one. And then I want to go and sell 220 contracts. Then I have to switch it back to the single. Okay, and I want to do 20 contracts of the 26s. Get this out of the way. Okay, now I already have 2,000 shares, not including the ones. Now, when I'm selling just the covered call, after I already own the stock on the positions I already have, I want to do a limit order. I want to do a market order when I'm buying and selling at the exact same time because they're tied together. But when they're separate, I suggest doing a limit order because sometimes the market maker will fill it whatever he feels like it. That can't be right either. 4,400? That's crazy. Now, I already own the position, so I'm okay with it. Oops, I forgot to read it. So this is how we go back to read it. All right, where was it? My order. Okay, here it is. Sell 20 KSS 100s. Those are the weeklies. 15 March 24, this Friday, the 26th call at 221 limit order to open. Now, the reason I'm doing the limit order, I already own the stock, and I don't want the market maker to decide what to fill it at. But when you do both at the exact same time, then he does have he doesn't have much of a choice. All right, that's that one. Now, where was I? One more. WBA. Now, I wanted to do some more WBA. WBA, which is Walgreens. And we all have been watching Walgreens lately. All right, 30 days ago today was the 30-day high, and that was $22.96. 30-day bottom was on Tuesday, three up days in a row, which I'm happy with. There we go. Now, I'm not going to buy any more WBA. I'm just going to sell off the ones I already have. Okay, now I'm into Walgreens at $21.62, my average price. So I'm just going to do the 21.50s. Get rid of this. 20 contracts. And then I'm going to do the limit order. Okay, so I'm going to sell 20 WBA 100s weeklies. 15 March 24, that's this Friday, the 21.5 call at 33 limit order to open. 6,600. I can deal with that. That's crazy. All right, so that's everything I have in this account. Let's quickly go into the other accounts. These ones are relatively quick and easy. Ford, 400 shares. What is Ford at? Ford, as we can see, has been 30 days ago, 1370. She dropped down to the 26, which was the bottom. Recovered, made another, not a 30-day high, but it's a little bit of a high at 1303. 4 days to the downside. Now, I'm already into Ford at 1275. It's sitting at 1218. So, 1215, 1282 is not really worth it. And then the 1182s, that doesn't really seem like it's worth it, but you add the 43 to the 82, and then it comes up to 1223, and it's still not enough. All right. Now, this is one of those retirement accounts that just sits there and just does nothing. So I'm going to let it just accumulate. And I'm not really worried too much about the crappy premium because I've had this for a while. Now, I'm just going to sell four Fords, 100. Those are the weeklies, 15 March 24, the 1282 calls at 3 cents limit order to open. Not a huge amount of money, but there's the market. Macy's. Quickly run over here. Macy's at 21.15. I'm into this at 21. Wait a minute. What am I at, Macy's? I have zero Macy's? Holy cow. Well, in that case, I'm not going to buy any because she's at a high. I thought I did own Macy's. Okay, no, I don't. All right, no, I don't. All right, that works for me. KSS, we already went over that one. And 27.50. I'm into this one at 28.50. So the 28.50s. Still, the 28.50s is still paying nicely. 800 shares. There we go. So 8 KSS 100s. 15 March. 28.50 at 83. Limit order. That one's off to the races. And that got filled already. Cool. Ford. I'm going to wait on Ford. Now, let's take a look at what we have coming up. That's those three accounts. Let's go back to this one. What do we have today? Oh, for you guys who are wondering, I did go through the ETF list, got rid of all of those companies that had that didn't have options. So I got rid of all those, but I kept all of, wait a minute, reversed that. I got rid of all the companies that didn't have dividends. I kept all of them that had dividends. Okay, first thing I want to look at, Dividend Kings. Nothing. Altria, let's take a look at Altria. That's next week. M-O. Okay, Altria started out a year ago at 47.12. Had a high at 48.08. It just did nothing but drop for the whole year. The bottom for the 90-day period, 39.06. Nice escalation to the 90-day high at 42.97. That was the beginning of December. And then we had another contender at the middle of December. Okay, last 30 days. Now, I'm going to say no to Altria only because look at the gap up here, and it kept on going. There's ripe for profit taking, so it doesn't look like it's going to be, in my humble opinion, doesn't look like it's going to be a good contender for a safe 1% trade on that one. Okay, so that's the Dividend Kings. Next, we look at Warren Buffett's list, MDLZ, MDLZ. 72.41. Okay. Now I'm going to pass on MDLZ. The reason why, take a look at the ask price, 72.31. The 72.50 is the closest, and it's only 50 cents. It's not 1%. So I'm going to say no to that one. Next list we're going to take a look at would be the 100-year-old companies. And look what we got to look at. John Deere, N-U-E-C-A-H. So John Deere, first thing. 375, and the 375 is going for 390. Okay, so you get 1% there. Let's take a look at the charts. I like John Deere. Ooh, look at that movement. It looks nice. A year ago today, 396. The bottom was last June, the end of June, and that was 345.33. The top was July, the end of July, 450. From there, look at the drop. She stair steps down. From 440, 420, to 390, 380, 360, and finally down to 358. Okay, so November, here we go. 90 days ago, we're at 366. We bottomed out. Not really. The top was January 2nd, 406. I like that. Profiting up, profiting, gaps down, hits the bottom. I can't see that date, that damn thing. The 22nd. Okay, the 22nd was 353. Look at the escalation from the 353 to the 375. I don't know. Do you think it's going to have more room to go up? Let's take a look at seasonality just to get a rough idea what it normally does. Okay, so for the next couple of weeks, basically just sideways. All right, I can deal with that. Now, let's take a look at the numbers for John Deere. 375.18 was the last trade. 374.88 by 375.49. So 375 We're losing 50 cents right off the top. So that's 370. Yeah, that's not even 1%. And it's over $300. It makes me a little uncomfortable. So we have so many other companies to look at. I'm going to look at another one. Where are we? Right here. MDLZ, we already looked at. NUE, we looked at last night and didn't look that bad. NUE, 184, the 185s. Oh, that number looks good. NUE. Oh, I like where it is. Very first thing I take a look at, with the high, what's the low, where was it, where is it? See where it is right now? Okay, it's like $11 below the high, and I'm okay with that. A year ago, 155.82. The bottom was end of May of last year, last 90 days, roughly 90-day bottom at 146. Look at the escalation to the high. That's freaking phenomenal. I like that. Okay, last 30 days. Again, I can't see with this stupid thing in the way. Don't get me wrong. I like this thing, but it keeps getting in the way. Last 30 days, right? There we go. All right, 30 days ago today, 186.60. One day later, we're at the 30-day bottom at 178.29. Look at the escalation from the 178.29 up to the 195.11, which was last, not last Friday, but the Friday before. Okay, from there, we had a little bit of downturn to the upside. Look where it is now, 184. Now, it's a down day. It even gapped down a little bit, but you had 3 days in a row going toward the upside. So she gapped down this morning. It makes me a little nervous because we looked at this last night, and last night it was a yes, but now it's a, I don't know, why'd she gap down? Okay, so for the next couple of weeks, basically flat with a tiny bit to the upside. Okay, so at 184, so 184 at the moment, the 185, we're losing a buck, and that makes 134. Do you see that number? The last trade was 184. The closest one is 185, but we'd be losing a buck right off the top. So that 185 becomes, instead of 235, it's 135. So that's going to be a no. Where was this freaking thing's in the way again? Like, there's got to be another place to put this stupid thing. Nope. All right, CAH. We didn't like it CAH last night, but let's take a look at it now. CAH. 114, look at the 115s. Okay, that number works. CAH. Wow, that's a no right off the top. I hope you guys can all see that. A year ago, we're at the bottom, 69.32, and we're at 114.86, which is at the high of the year, high of the 90-day period, high of the 30-day period. That's just a blatant no from all directions. It's like standing on a ladder, waiting for a taller ladder to show up. Okay, now those are the 100-year-old stocks. Take a look at my old list. Oh, HUM. HUM. 393, which would be the 340s. Okay. I usually don't do stocks over 300, but I'm going to take a look at them for you guys. Okay. A year ago, 483. High, 541.64. Big gap down. Gap up, both of them filled, okay, the last 90 days. 90 days ago today, we were at 496, topped out with a double top at 526.37. Drops down, has one gap down that filled, another gap down hasn't filled yet, and another gap down hasn't filled yet. But look where we are today. Oops, freaking things on the way again, damn it. All right, last 30 days, right there. All right, 30 days ago today, we were opened up at 370. very next day was the 30-day high at 373.27. Went sideways for a couple of weeks and then drops. The bottom was last Thursday. Okay. It looks like 3 days to the upside. And today is green day, but she opened up down. All right. Let's see what the seasonality looks like. What does it normally do this time of year? To the downside. Now, this one right here is kind of hard to process because this was the bottom of the year at the pandemic. March 21st, you'll see every single chart has an absolute bottom on March 21st. So it's kind of hard to figure out what the stock normally does this time of year because of that stupid thing that happened, what was it, 3 years ago? All right. Now, for those of you that are a little bit more adventurous than myself, 340, okay? The last trade was 339.69, bid 338.83, ask 339.71. The 340s are going for 420. That's for 30 cents away. Okay, so clear this out of the way. 420 divided by the purchase price, 339.81. That looks like 1.23% if you're okay with, you know, a $300 stock. Me, not so much. But I don't tell people what to do with their money. You know, I just plug in the numbers, see what it looks like. All right, so things in the way again. Damn it. Where are we? Well, what other list do we have? ASO, which is a weekly optional. I don't know what the dividends are going to be on these right here. So I'm going to quit for today at this moment. You guys, I'll catch you tomorrow, which looks like we have some more trades to do. And you guys have a lovely day. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. Talk to you later.